I'm Mark Purcell. Thanks for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. Glad to have you along this morning, and I'm glad to have this next guest on the phone, Austin Kleon, the author of the new book, Steal Like an Artist, 10 Things Nobody Told You About Being Creative. And Austin, as I said, on the phone. And good morning, Austin.
Good morning.
Well, I have to say, I love this book, and I'm not really sure where to begin, but I guess I'll go back to the origins of Steal Like an Artist. This was a part of a commencement address that you've expanded on, and very much in the vein of that famous one from a few years back, Always Wear Sunscreen. And I find this really a great book for the future. Tell the story about how it came about as a commencement address.
Well, the folks at Broome Community College, which is a community college up in upstate New York, they contacted me based on my previous book called Newspaper Blackout, which is a collection of poetry made with a permanent marker in a newspaper. It looks like if the CIA made haikus. But they liked my work, and they wanted me to come talk to their students. And honestly, I was completely terrified by the idea of talking to young people about what they, you know, giving them advice for what they should do with their lives. So I just sat down and I tried really hard to just think of what I might have liked to hear when I was their age, and I tried to be as honest as I could, and I wrote down this list. And one of the interesting things that happened after I gave the talk is the parents came up to me as much as the kids did, and they said, you know, this is stuff that I wish I had heard, you know, and people from, you know, I started getting, when I posted the slides and the text to my blog, I got, emails from all kinds of people that said, you don't have to be an artist for this stuff to resonate with you. And so when it came time to write the book, I really wanted to open it up to all people. I think we all want to be more creative, and I think the book can help everybody with that.
Well, let's begin with what you really mean when you say steal like an artist.
Yeah, at the root of steal like an artist is the admission that nothing is completely original, that all creative work builds on what came before. And if we embrace that idea that nothing is completely original, what we can do is we can run towards influence instead of running away from it. And we can case the world as if a thief was casing a robbery scene, and we can steal little bits and pieces of things that resonate with us, take it back into our work, recombine it, transform it into something of our own, and then give it back to the world so that the world can steal from it.
Well, I love your tips, and they really do resonate not only with artists, but folks of all types. I mean, even non-creative people can learn to become creative following some of your suggestions. I mean, you suggest don't wait until you know who you are to get started. Write the book you want to read. And one I found fascinating, use your hands. In this digital world, you talk about the separation for that screen of glass on our computer monitors and how little we use our hands these days.
You know, it's very interesting, because in a lot of the book I talk about how the internet can really free us up, how it can really help us with our research, and then how it can help us to get our work out there and build a community. But when it comes to actually doing our work, I think the more we can step away from the computer and bring creativity back into a kind of analog stage where we can use our hands and bring our bodies back into our work, the better off we'll be. You know, our nerves aren't a one-way street, and our body can tell our brain just as much as our brain can tell our body. And when we bring our bodies back into our work, our bodies can kind of trick our brains into thinking that it's creative time. It's time to start moving. It's time to get things working.
I'm speaking with Austin Kleon, the author of Steal Like an Artist, 10 Things Nobody Told You About Being Creative. And yes, using your hands, but I really did find you tugging both ways, because you do, as you mentioned, promote the internet here, but also you promote stepping away from it nearly as much.
Yeah, I think there's a very unique balance, you know, and I think a lot of it is going to the internet when you need it, and only when you need it, when you need that inspiration, when you feel like connecting with your followers and your community. go on there, but then feel free to walk away from it and go do your work and come back with what you've done and show everyone and get their feedback and then go back. And, you know, it's really the dance between analog and digital in our world that I think is interesting. And seeing the internet is just kind of a digital layer on top of what we do, and not just the whole show, you know, that I think is really helpful.
I love your idea about splitting your workplace into an analog and a digital side. And when you were creating this book, Steal Like an Artist, a lot of it you did in the analog form with postcards and paper and markers before you stepped to your digital side of the workshop to translate that to the computer.
Yeah, almost every illustration in Steel and all the lettering is, not the type in the text, but all the lettering is done by hand with a little paint pen, and most of the illustrations are drawn freehand. There's a few photographs and stuff like that. But it was really important to me to have as much of my handwriting and the human hand in the book so as to kind of practice what I preach, so to speak.
So people have been reacting. You said that the parents at the commencement address coming up and saying they wish someone had told them that. I can only imagine that the momentum's been building as this spreads further and further around the world.
It has. I mean, and it pops up in really strange ways, and it surprises me. I had an Army captain friend of me who said he's going to make it required reading for troops he commands, and then I saw a follower of mine online sent me a picture of a she took a picture with her camera phone of a wall in Prague where someone had spray painted "Be Nice, the World is a Small Town," which is one of the titles and chapters 8 in the book. And so you just find when you put your work out there in the world, you dream that people will react to it, but sometimes it just really surprises you the way that the things you come up with make their way out there.
Well, you speak of the billions of ideas on the internet and how overwhelming in this media saturated world they can be. What suggestions do you offer outside of the book for being able to cut through the clutter and just not being overwhelmed by all you're taking in on a daily basis?
You know, it seems counterintuitive, but the way towards creative freedom is to set some limitations on yourself. And I think that when it comes to battling information overload, the best thing to do is just to be really rigid about your time that you spend online. And I think not only the time, but the quality. Instead of, just kind of searching endlessly, instead of reading 500 blogs, focus on 10 really good ones, or even 5 that really feed you, that are really, contributing to your work. And I have little, I'm an online junkie, actually. I love the internet. I spend way too much time on there. But I have little rules like no internet after 10 o'clock is what I try to abide by. But then that doesn't always work.
Of course not. Well, where do you feel this is going to go, Austin? Because really, as I said, I see a lot of legs to it. It speaks a lot of truths that a lot of people are looking for in this day and age. Do you feel you're going to be pigeonholed as the Steal Like an Artist guy?
You know, I with my first book, people ask me, are you going to be that guy with the Sharpie in the newspaper forever? Sharpie myself into a corner, so to speak. But I think, for me, what's interesting about each project is it leads to the next thing. And Newspaper Blackout led to Steel. And I'm starting to get an idea of what Steel's going to lead to. So I'm actually really interested in one of the sections in the book. It's called Marry Well. And it's about
yes.
Who you choose to have a relationship with is probably the biggest influence on your creative life. And I think there's a spot in there for a book on marriage and creativity that I haven't quite nailed down yet, but I'm wondering if that might be the next project. So I'm excited to see what happens.
Well, love this project and hope more folks pick it up and learn, because you offer some just timeless advice. And thank you for sharing it with us, Austin.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me on your show, and it's been a pleasure.
Austin Kleon. His book is Steal Like an Artist, 10 Things Nobody Told You About Being Creative. Available where books are sold. You can find a link to Austin's website and to the book Steal Like an Artist on our website, wvxu.org.